Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Here we go. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is May the 6th, 2020. The time is 10 a.m. Special session. First item on the agenda is prayer. I didn't ask anyone to pray, so I hope I'm not intruding, but would love to hear Congressman Mason give our render our morning prayer. Congressman Mason.
Thank you. Almighty Father God, we come this morning and we say again, thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us to see the light of the day, to be with us now as this day progresses. Be with our leadership, our chief, assistant chief, be with our Congress and our speaker and all of those at the table, Father. Be with us as we contemplate and take care of the business at hand today, Father. Make fair and just and decisions in what we do, Father, for the benefit of our people as we represent our people who put us here. We thank you for these privileges, Father, and the things that go along with all of these privileges and the responsibilities, Father, as we look forward to the completion of this Congress and into the next Congress, Father, as all that are here in these positions will take care of the Osage people, the Osage Nation, take care of the services rendered, take care of the people that serve, take care of themselves, Father, as they move about throughout their political day and their day of government, Father. Just be with each and every one who makes decisions this day, Father. Make decisions from the heart, make decisions from the mind, make decisions from the soul, Father, for the benefit and the dignity of our Congress, of our government, of our nation. Be with us, Almighty Father. We thank you for your blessings. Be with our Osage people. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Congressman Mason. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
President.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Up here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Okay, we have a quorum. Also like to recognize that the Mr. Calvin Sharp, counsel for Congresswoman Edwards, has joined us this morning and is on the line as well. Next item on the agenda is the executive message. Chief Standing Bear.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Speaker and members of the 6th Osage Nation Congress. Our Constitution asks for the chief to give an executive message at the beginning of the special session. The executive is observing the business of this Congress through the Constitution and your own rules and procedures. We, as usual, are here to assist anything we can do to help. And we wish you good luck on the business of the Congress. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Next item on the agenda is the legislative message. I'll be very brief. Good morning to everyone. Today's agenda appears to be short. We'll move right into motions and notices. There are a couple of things that will happen here today. Hopefully things will go well. One of the things that we do have to look at is the legislation for the Gaming Enterprise Board to submit the annual plan of operation. They're looking for an extension there. So have to look at that. It's very important to those folks as well. And I just appreciate everyone being here. I know it's been a long day yesterday, a very joyful day. And traditionally, we'll move forward and we'll do the best that we can. And so having said that, next item on the agenda is motions and notices. Do we have any motions and
notices? Speaker, this is Alex.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. I move to place ONCA 2043 on the proclamation for the 8th special session.
Second.
Have a motion on the floor and a second by Congresswoman, I believe it was Congresswoman Lemon and or Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir.
So there is a motion and a second to place ONCA 20-43 on the proclamation. I believe this requires 8 votes. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congresswoman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Motion passes.
Speaker Tillman.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2043 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second, Brandy.
Motion and a second. It is a rule suspension, no discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Hearing none, the motion passes. ONCA 2043 will be on today's agenda on first reading.
Mr. Speaker, Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I have two bills that I notified the Congress that I would like to place on the proclamation dealing with funds that are potentially available for our citizens as a result of the COVID pandemic. One is ONCA 2042, and the other one I filed yesterday. I don't think it's been given a number yet. So those two pieces of legislation I would ask be, I would move that they be added to the proclamation, as well as the issue of presenting our plan for the COVID CARES Act money as solicited by the principal chief in a recent correspondence. So I move that the bill entitled An Act to Establish a Revolving Fund in the Treasury for Financial Direct Assistance and ONCA 2042, as well as the subject of CARES Act, Legislative Branch CARES Act recommendations be placed on the proclamation.
And just for clarification, that's ONCA 2042 and ONCA 20-44. There's a motion on the floor. Do we hear a second? Motion fails for lack of a second. We're still on motions and notices. Are there any other motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker, what about my third request, which was for the subject of legislative branch COVID CARES Act recommendations?
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards, I have ONCA 2042 and 2044. Was that a separate or included?
Yes.
In the same motion?
No, well, I don't think you called it out, but it's a separate motion now.
Okay, would you like to state that as a separate motion, please?
Move to amend the proclamation to include legislative branch recommendation concerning CARES Act COVID-19 grant funds.
Thank you. Motion on the floor. Do I hear a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. We're still on motions and notices. Are there any further motions and notices at this time?
Speaker Tillman. Mrs. Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I have a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
I, Angela M. Pratt, a member of the Sixth Osage Nation Congress, hereby move to remove Congresswoman Shannon Edwards from office by removal trial in accordance with Article 12 of the Osage Nation Constitution and the rules of the Osage Nation Congress for actions that warrant removal for cause, and such allegations are set forth herein. Number one, Congresswoman Edwards, while sitting on the Osage Nation Congress as an elected official, accepted the appointed office of appellate judge in the Yavapai Apache Nation and took an oath of office violating Article 6, Section 5 of the Osage Nation Constitution titled Disqualifications, which constitutes malfeasance in office and inability to meet the qualifications to serve. Number two, Congresswoman Edwards, while sitting on the Osage Nation Congress as an elected official, accepted the appointed office of appellate judge in the Yavapai Apache Nation and took an oath of office violating Article 9 of the Osage Nation Constitution titled Oath of Office by failing to uphold her oath to always uphold and defend the Constitution of the Osage Nation, so help me God, which constitutes malfeasance in office and disregard of constitutional duties and oath of office. The approximate dates of the alleged conduct in both allegations are August 6, 2019 and forward for an unknown period of time. The foregoing allegations, if true, constitute grounds for removal from office for malfeasance in office, disregard of constitutional duties and oath of office, and inability to meet the qualifications to serve. If any of the allegations set forth herein are sustained by 5/6 of the members of the Osage Nation Congress, Congresswoman Shannon Edwards will be removed from office and will be further subject to disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit in the Osage Nation.
Second, Ms. Brandy.
There was a motion on the floor and a second. Thank you. We're still on motions and notices. Are there any other further motions and or notices at this time?
Speaker, I, Mrs. Pratt.
Yes, ma'am.
Per the rules, it states once the motion is made, that it may be placed on the next legislative day's agenda. I see no reason to hold off on the vote. If others agree, then I would like to, at this time, suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place the vote on the motion just made for the motion just made on today's agenda for the vote.
Second, this is Brandy.
There is a motion on the floor and a second from Congresswoman Lemon. It is a rule suspension. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we are on the motion for removal. Is there any discussion, any debate? None.
Mr. Speaker.
There is no debate.
It's a point of clarification. It's not a motion for removal. It's a motion to go to the trial, correct?
It is to proceed with the removal process, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
So now we're on a vote for the motion, and this vote will take 8 votes to pass. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason.
Hello, this is Mason. I got offline. Sorry.
I need your vote, sir.
Vote is yes.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes with 9 yes votes, 3 no votes. Continuing on, we are still on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time? Hearing none, we'll continue on to first reading. ONCA 20-43 is an act to authorize a temporary waiver of the requirement for the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board to submit the annual plan of operation 90 days prior to the beginning of the fiscal year and extend the submission date to August 15th, 2020, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. We hear any movement on this bill?
Speaker Tillman, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move for ONCA to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, place ONCA 2043 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Second, this is Brandy.
Motion and a second by Congresswoman Lemon. It is a rule suspension. There is no discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are on, the motion passes. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Bill number ONCA 20-43, are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congresswoman, excuse me, my apologies. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion for a recess so that amendments can be prepared.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Recess for, the time is 10:22. Would 15 minutes be appropriate, Congressman Potts?
Mr. Speaker, I have emailed my request to Legislative Counsel, Mr. Gill. It should be a relatively simple amendment. I don't have it ready right now. So let's say 20 minutes, if that's acceptable.
That is acceptable. We'll recess till, we'll go to 10:45. 10:45, we are in recess.